For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump welcomed a crowd to the South Lawn of the White House for a concert and fireworks to celebrate the 4th of July.
Let us never forget that our freedom has been earned through the blood and sweat and sacrifice of American heroes.
Some cities in the West canceled fireworks displays due to dry conditions, leading to wildfire concerns. A 4th of July protest on Liberty Island led to its evacuation and the arrest of 8 people. One woman who climbed the base of the statue was escorted down by New York City police after a 4-hour standoff. The woman was part of a group called Rise and Resist. The woman said she would not come down until all of the immigrant children have been reunited with their families. Police used harnesses to bring the woman down from the statue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.